listening to the teaching ministry of Uxbridge Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about how we can be of service to you, please visit us at www.uxbridgebaptist.com.
And I'm at peace this morning because I heard from him and exactly where he wants me to go. The scripture remains the same. It's found in Proverbs 31. And you can go to your phones, or you can go to your Bibles, or you can just listen along. A wife of noble character, starting at verse 10, Proverbs 31. Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She is more precious than rubies. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good and not harm in all the days of her life. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. She is like merchant ship, bringing her food from afar. She gets up before dawn and prepares breakfast for the household and the plan of the days for the work of the servant girls. She goes to inspect a field and buys it with her earnings, and she plants a vineyard. She is energetic and strong, a hard worker. She makes sure her dealings are profitable. Her lamp burns late into the night. Her hands are busy spinning thread, her fingers twisting fiber. She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to the needy. She has no fear of winter for her household, for everyone has warm clothes. She makes her own bedspreads. She dresses in fine linen and in purple gowns. Her husband is well known at the city gates, where he sits with the other civic leaders. She makes, belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She is clothed with strength and dignity. And she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise and gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. This scripture was given to us not just as moms, but as women. As women. And we are reminded of this in one of my favorite books. I love the book of Ruth because it talks to us about a woman who sought so much after the Lord, no matter what storms of life she went through. God was in her, with her, through her. And even when her husband was taken by death, she chose to walk a road that was not easy alongside her mother-in-law. She was a woman of strength and dignity, a woman of valor, a woman who followed Christ. She didn't gain any glory. She was in the fields, working hard. And it wasn't until all of these things in her life had come to be. She didn't meet Boaz until later. She didn't get her fame, her fortune, and these things from him. She got them from Christ as she followed and did as she was told. And when I thought about Ruth, and when I think about my mom, who I'm going to share about in a minute, I was reminded about the scripture, that scripture, and the storms of life that we may go through as moms, as women, and how we are to trust in Jesus always, no matter what. And I just want to say this to you this morning, that scripture was written as a beautiful 22-line poetic hymn that was sung by the men, the Jewish men back in those days, as a beautiful remembrance and honor to the women in that society. It was not written as a job description so that every woman today could rise up to this bar that is just not achievable. Yes, Jesus has a bar set for us. And yes, we need to pray and we need to say, where am I supposed to be? God, what bar have you set for me? Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do for you? I'm not saying be lazy and set the bar here. I am saying be realistic and set the bar where Jesus wants you to be. But I'm also saying that that beautiful poem was sung and said by the men to praise the women in their lives for the things that were accomplished. So whether we are stay-at-home moms, whether we are married or not married, whether we are in prayer to have children and cannot, whether we have adopted or given birth ourselves or lost children, we are still women of valor, ones who are respected by Jesus, and rightfully so. Men, I say to you this morning, rise up in your positions. Whether it is a husband, a friend to someone, an elder, a deacon, rise up and worship him. And in doing so, you are going to be the man that we need as women of valor to do what we have been called to do by and for Jesus. I want to share with you about my mom. I've shared somewhat of her story. But I was reminded in the night last night how beautiful she was. And even though she's been gone 19 years, she is still in my heart. And when I woke up and I was speaking with the Lord and just listening to him, and he showed me this life jacket and he said, write Jesus on it. And I did, because you know what? When my mom was going through the biggest storms in her life, she never ever spoke harshly about anyone. She never ever uttered a word that was negative about anyone. She had her faith, and she had her dignity, and she had strength that came from Jesus. And I remember when my dad left. I remember the day well. And he walked out the door with my mother's best friend. She held her head high. And when he died and I had to go with my husband and tell my mom that he was gone, she said, it's okay. I have loved him from the moment I married him. I continued to love him even though we were not together. And I will one day go to my grave knowing that I was always in love with him and I have nothing to regret. What an incredible woman of strength and valor and dignity. She never put him down. She never spoke a harsh word, even about her best friend. She prayed quietly. And I didn't fully understand her faith, because she went to a Roman Catholic church her entire life. But when she was then diagnosed and put in hospital, and we only had 7 days with her, I saw her faith, and I saw her dignity. And I can remember her saying to me, she had a gangrene toe. I know it's kind of gross, but I can just remember her saying to me, just don't let them cut my toe off. I just want to die with my toe. And I thought, that is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life, right? But okay, so I just remember praying with her 3 days before her death and saying, Mom, I just need to know. I just need to know where your heart is. And she says, you know I've always loved God. And I said, but Mom, I just need to know that you're going to be with Jesus. Well, let's pray. So we prayed. Jesus was her life preserver throughout her life, through the storms A woman that came when she was 5 years old and had to flee the wars in Germany and be rescued by this country we call Canada, where she was raped at the age of 16 in a country she thought was going to be safe. A place where she lost many children before she was able to have a few. But in all these times, her eyes were above the waves. Her hope was in Jesus. He was her life preserver. And she made us laugh. She was not perfect. And that's okay. But I am so proud to stand here today and say my mom was a good mom, even in her imperfections. I'm blessed to have had the privilege of walking through some of the storms of life with her so that I myself could become a better person and understand people that would approach me in the future and be able to say, I get it. I can pray with you because I get it. I say to you this morning, ladies, whatever the storm you may go through, whether it is in your marriage, in a friendship, being a mom, whatever that storm may be, wherever you are today, put on His righteousness. Clothe yourself in His dignity. Clothe yourself with His strength and His honor, and rise up above the storms. Because you are special. If you know Jesus today, understand where your identity in Him is. Understand that and hold on to it. Yesterday, we had the privilege of being with our youth and just having fun with them. And during the rainstorm that came down, one of the kids got his bathing suit on and he said, I'm going. And I said, where are you going? And he says, to jump on the trampoline. It's the best time to do it. And I said, really? And he's like, it's so cool. You let the trampoline get wet, and the rain is pouring down. And he says, and you just jump, and there's just this freedom. And it's like you're being washed clean. And I thought, you have no idea what you've just said. It's so like Christ. He was free in that storm to go and just jump and be made clean. Are you free to jump this morning? Ladies, are you free to jump to be made clean by Him? Are you in Christ? How deep are you in Christ? Are you allowing Him to clothe you? Are you allowing Him to speak to your heart and possibly change your course throughout the day because He has called you to go somewhere else? Rise up, women of faith, women of valor, and trust in Him. Get out of the boat and walk on that stormy water because He will be there for you. He will be there for you. Trust in Him. Have faith in Him. It's a difficult time when we find out that possibly we cannot have children. And I'm just going to, in a few minutes, pray for those who might be in this congregation that are suffering in this way. But may I say this to you this morning? It's not just about one day, Mother's Day. It is about all the days of our lives that we walk with Jesus. And if you have been chosen to be one who will adopt, or if you have been chosen to be one who will maybe be an aunt, or if you've been chosen to be a mentor for many women, may God bless you on your journey. May He strengthen you as you walk with them. Wherever you have been called, I say to you, rise up and go. And men, please allow them to be the women they have been created to be in Christ Jesus. Surround them with your love and your prayers. Surround them. Be on your knees for them. For I believe each woman in this church has a gift. And along with their identity, they are here to change not only the lives of their children and this community, but people that stretch beyond. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you so much that in the storms of life, we are changed by you. I thank you, Lord, that you refine us. And Lord, that you will clothe us in dignity and strength, and you will empower us to be the women that we are to be. And I do not say that flippantly, Lord, because without you, I myself am nothing. My strength comes from you, from your promises, from the hope that you give me, from the faith that I have in you. Jesus, thank you for being our protection. Thank you, Lord, for each mom that is here today. Would you empower them to be the best moms that they can be? Not perfect, God, just to be loving and kind and an example of who you are. Lord, for those who are going through struggles this morning, maybe they've got a child they just don't know how to deal with. God, may they be able to turn to you. Would you bless them in this journey? Give them times to stand back and say, I see Jesus in that. Lord, I pray for those who are trying to conceive but aren't. Lord, that you would bless them, that you would bless their husbands. Lord, that you would just carry them through this portion of life and this storm. Lord, for all women here, God, empower them. Clothe them in your strength and your dignity. May they be able to laugh at the days to come and not fear. Not fear. Because they can realize that they are under your protection and your grace. And Lord, would you allow us to remain humble in you, not proud or arrogant, and to praise you for what is done in and through us. Lord, we love you, and we praise you. And we just offer ourselves to you this morning, vessels, servants, who want to be more like you so that we can make a difference in this world. Amen. There's another slide that I just want Terry to show. Life isn't about how you survive the storm, ladies. It's about learning to dance in the rain. Now, I do recall on the video that Karen is a good dancer. So maybe she'd like to come up and show us. No, just kidding. Thank you for allowing me the privilege to be able to share my heart with you this morning. I pray that you would go away from this place and reread Proverbs 31, maybe around your table, just as it happened on the Sabbath for the Jewish men years and years ago, and praise the women in your life. Praise them through this beautiful poetic writing that was made for them. God bless you.